Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Sexual continence, a new point of view on sexuality. The multiple male orgasm expression might still be considered a myth for many people because they do not know enough about sexuality and its significance for a human being. Love is an art. Unfortunately, it is something that most of us do without according enough importance to learning, cultivating, and fulfilling one's being through this amazing gift. Even though modern sex specialist research, once again, we will discuss Kali, the goddess of time. Most of you may not believe it, but Kali is a benevolent and compassionate goddess. Her benevolence and compassion are represented by two of her hands, which perform a gesture of casting away fear, and that of offering spiritual gifts and powers. Yet another reason why paying close attention to symbolism is so important. Afterwards, we will perform another meditation of communion with this great cosmic force. Towards the end of our broadcast, we will discuss aphrodisiacs. Natural, healthy food without meat and a harmonious and natural way of life are the most efficient aphrodisiacs. Fresh air, seawater, and river water, fire and sunlight have the capacity to stimulate sexuality a lot, as well as the harmonious contact between senses and pleasant objects. Sexual continence, a new point of view on sexuality. Part 1. The multiple male orgasm expression might still be considered a kind of utopia for many people because they do not know enough about sexuality and its significance for a human being. Love is an art. Unfortunately, it is something that most of you do without giving enough importance to learning, cultivating, and fulfilling your being through this amazing gift. Though modern sex specialist research has shown many times the truth of the Oriental secret principles of eroticism, they are still not known, and are even less applied. For the Taoist masters, as well as for the Oriental sages, making love is a sublime act that belongs to the natural course of life. It is more than just physical union. It is also a multidimensional communion that engages the entire being of the two lovers, generating an amazing transformation of the consciousness. The couple is placed in the center of the universe. The man and the woman are transfigured because of the two creative forces of manifestation that manifest through them, known as yin and yang. Yin manifests through the female, and it is known as minus, lunar, and receptive. Yang manifests through the male, and it is known as plus, solar, and emissive. When sexual intercourse is perfectly controlled, it becomes extremely pleasant and intense. Thus, it generates health, longevity, and spiritual force. Taoism is known as an ancient philosophical system, but it is much more than that. It was not only a theory, but a practice. It offered people principles, ideas, and techniques for transformation and spiritual growth. Then they converted them into a way of life, where life is fully, completely, and consciously experienced. The fundamental idea of Taoist philosophy is that energy penetrates everything, and it is the source of life. In the universal organization of things and phenomena, the human being is a tiny creature, almost insignificant and vulnerable, which cannot hope for a harmonious or happy life unless he or she fully experiences equilibrium with the subtle macrocosmic source of life and power. Tao is the infinite energy of nature. The one who wants to practice Tao needs to be relaxed, open, and natural in order to get into perfect resonance with this infinite energy. The mysterious science of Taoist eroticism has been structured on this simple, prudent, and economical philosophy, which is full of force. In order to endlessly amplify the erotic potential of those who love each other, there are some precise methods of ruling the sexual energy through sexual continence. This means retaining the sperm inside the man's body without eliminating it through ejaculation or nightly pollutions. For a woman, it implies the lack of that specific explosive discharge during orgasm and the reduction of menstrual secretions. The three principles of the mysterious science of Taoist eroticism. There are three essential principles or fruits from experience gathered in thousands of years. They help us see the difference between Taoist eroticism and all the other sexual theories. Number 1. The man has to completely suppress his tendency or desire to ejaculate, experiencing in frenzy and passion the erotic pleasure, without being dominated by it. Number 2. Ejaculation is exhausting, and it is not, in any case, considered to be the man's erotic ecstasy, being associated with a great loss of sexual potential, of subtle energy and of vital fluids, which sooner or later lead to depression and exhaustion. Number 3. The female's multiple, ample, cervix uterus orgasm is also extremely important. These principles find themselves in all modern sexual works. For example, the five signs that reveal the female orgasm, in the way they are described in an ancient Taoist work, are the same with the study of sex specialist A.C. Kinsey in The Sexual Behavior of the Human Female. Sexual Continence, A New Point of View on Sexuality, Part 2. Now let us examine the three principles of Taoist love in greater detail. Number 1. The man has to completely suppress his tendency or desire to ejaculate, experiencing in frenzy and passion the erotic pleasure, but not letting himself be dominated by it. As far as ejaculation control is concerned, ancient Taoist writings recommend frequent interruptions during the sexual intercourse in order to prolong its duration indefinitely. It allows the woman to experience and to control her orgasm, and her lover to gradually learn how to control his ejaculation, and even to suppress it. According to Taoist philosophy, the man represents the yang force, and thus he has got all male attributes. This principle is a lot more volatile, fast, and active than the female principle, which represents the yin force. Comparing a man's sexual vigor with the one of a woman, ancient writings often use the fire and water metaphor. The fire is yang, and although it is unusually fast and strong, it is often conquered by water, which is yin. Nowadays, ejaculation control is a very important element of sexual intercourse. The most amazing conclusion of the modern sex specialists, Masters and Johnson, is that the man does not need to ejaculate at all when he's making love, except for the moment when he wants to have a baby. This is extremely important for men, especially when they are over 50. So the Taoist masters say that the man needs to take his ability to indefinitely delay his ejaculation to the level of an art, until his lover has got to a number of orgasms that is great enough for her. He must not waste his seed, no matter what, foolishly, through ejaculation. There is, in fact, a direct relationship between the sexual potential that exists in the body and the inner force of a human. All humans that have a special inner force also have a powerful sexual potential. This phenomenon has been known for a long time, and it has been applied many times in great secrecy by some kings and leaders who wanted to get power and glory through a strong influence over their servants. Many wise leaders have understood this power of sexuality as a valuable mystery that brings harmony and power in their lives. Number 2. Ejaculation is exhausting, and it isn't in any case the full erotic ecstasy a man can experience. It is associated with a great loss of sexual potential, of subtle energy and vital fluids, which sooner or later lead to depression and exhaustion. Taoists show us that the male orgasm and ejaculation are not the same thing. Only ignorance makes us believe that ejaculation is the most important point of a man's pleasure. After ejaculation, the man is tired, sleepy, his ears tingle and his eyes feel heavy. There is an acute sensation of thirst, and his members become rigid. During ejaculation, he experiences a short, intense, but incomplete state of happiness. Afterwards, there are many days of exhaustion. If On the contrary, a man reduces his ejaculation to a minimum and becomes able to control it. Then his body becomes stronger, his mind is refreshed, and his senses become a lot sharper. The scientific world proved the theory of biological transmutation of matter even in the human body. French scientist Louis Chevron has researched biological transmutation since 1959. Biological transmutation is the process through which a live organism, in certain conditions, activates nuclear reactions that lead to the transformation of a chemical element into another chemical element. Biological transmutation releases slowly significant quantities of energy. Sperm in a man's case and sexual fluids in a woman's case can be transformed into energy. This takes place inside the body. This energy is huge and it remains in our body on different levels, giving us multiple advantages. Number 3. A female's multiple ample cervix uterus orgasm is extremely important too. All the things previously presented are perfectly valid for women as well. The woman has to control the explosive sexual discharge that makes her tired, exhausted, and leads to substantially losing her sexual potential. Otherwise, she loses her erotic availability. Practice has shown us that if a woman practices love in a controlled manner through sexual continence, she becomes more attractive and her beauty and shine lasts much longer. As an example, we can use Raquel Welch, who has practiced sexual continence in a couple for a long time and has admitted that a great part of her charm, power, and harmonious way of life are a result of this practice. These three principles are the basis of the eroticism science belonging to the ancient Chinese people. They always think that complete sexual harmony automatically leads the couple to subtle, harmonious communion with nature's infinite beneficial energies. Thus, it opens unthinkable possibilities of access to the invisible, superior levels of existence. The communion between a man and a woman forms a blissful miniature whole, which is, in analogy, with a macrocosmic whole or the divine spirit. Here is a significant passage of the Taoist erotic wisdom as a dialogue between the Yellow Emperor and Su Nu, his famous sexual counselor. The Yellow Emperor: my heart is sad. I have no mood and I miss harmony and peace. What is wrong? What should I do? Su Nu: any weakness of a man could be attributed to his wrong way of feeling and making love. The woman is a lot tougher than the man because of the way she is built and because of her sex, just like water is stronger than fire. The ones who know how to make love without losing control over their sexual potential are like two cooks who know how to mix the five aromas and make a delicious meal. The ones who know the yin and yang art in love can mix all the five pleasures into a blissful celestial beauty. The ones who ignore this art will die exhausted, locked into prejudices, without getting to know the real value of endless love. Kali, Part 3. The purifying fire that burns the ego to ashes. All the representations of the goddess have the following fundamental elements in common: Shiva's dead body, her glorious attitude, and the black color. But they may differ in other details that underline her specific role in the universe as it is characteristic to that particular representation. One representation of Kali reveals her in an imposing attitude, meditating in a state of infinite bliss on Shiva's chest. Another representation is of her shooting an arrow, with her right foot bent upon Shiva's chest. Usually, Kali's skin is black, the source of all colors. This also indicates the fact that she is associated to the depths of God's mystery. Nevertheless, she is surrounded by a white halo, a gentle light whose nature is Amrita and which brings peace to the eye. In this representation, Shiva's body indicates the fact that the power of God's consciousness is inherent to unanimated matter as well. Kali's mouth is wide open and she pushes her tongue out, symbolizing the mudra of devouring or consuming the universe.
However, this terrible and scary aspect is backed up by her smiling attitude. She is a goddess looking upon the being of the universe with kindness and affection, sustaining life and nourishing them with her immense breasts. Her ironic laughter is for all those who, due to ignorance regarding laws of harmony and balance, imagine that they can elude spiritual evolution. The great goddess has three all-seeing eyes, supervising the universes from the past, present, and future. In her other hand, she holds a skull, whose significance is double. On one hand, it is the receiver of universal mysterious teachings, and on the other hand, it is a reminder of what endures after the dissolution of the universe. The whole universe dissolves in you, through her infinite grace. In another hand, Kali holds a sword, or Khadga, whose role is to cut all worldly connections and attachments, so that the worshipper is prepared for ultimate spiritual freedom. It is also important to notice that her hair is long and disheveled, which actually represents the power of all-pervading grace manifested by Kali. Her benevolence and compassion are represented by two of her hands, which perform a gesture of casting away fear and that of offering spiritual gifts and powers. Around her neck there is a necklace made of skulls, belonging to various demons and other malefic entities. These symbolize her complete victory over evil. Her naked body is splashed with the blood of these entities, and her earrings are in fact two decapitated human bodies. This is Kali's complex representation in her terrible form, also known as Dakshina Kali or Shyama Kali. In Hindu iconography, Kali appears under a number of other forms, with minor differences in the number of arms, faces, and symbolic objects that she holds. Thus, Shamasana Kali, Sida Kali, Maha Kali, and Guhya Kali represent just as many aspects of the goddess as are worshipped in different areas of India. Remarkable among these forms is the form of Bhadra Kali, described in Tantasara as a hungry deity, ready to devour any illusionary aspect of the universe, having three eyes, four hands, holding a skull, a drum, an axe, and a trident. A variant of Bhadra Kali is Chamunda Kali, who, although pleasant to the eye, has terrible teeth and holds a long human bone with a skull at one end, a sword, a chain, and a human head. Unlike the other representations of Kali, Chamunda Kali wears a tiger's fur and sits on a body.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme. Communion with the great cosmic force of time, Kali. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Communion with the great cosmic force of time, Kali. Let us begin. about aphrodisiacs. In Oriental sexology works, many aphrodisiacs are enumerated. Some have only a placebo effect, but others are very efficient sexually and even mentally. A lot of foods can be prepared so that they let all the sexual and living substances remain. Natural, healthy food without meat and a harmonious and most natural way of life are the most efficient aphrodisiacs. Fresh air, seawater and river water, fire and sunlight have the capacity to stimulate sexuality a lot, as well as the harmonious contact between the senses and pleasant objects. An Oriental saying says, "The most natural and strong aphrodisiac for a virile and strong man is a beautiful, vital, sensual woman who, full of passion, asks to be satisfied with all her being." Hatha yoga and breathing exercises, pranayama, can help to stimulate the body's vitality. Moreover, meditation can help to free the body from anxiety, inhibitions, prejudices, and inferiority complexes. Rarely then will physical aphrodisiacs be needed. A healthy and strong mind, doubled by a creative imagination, generates happiness, especially if the couple practices sexual continence perfectly. Normally, there are many chapters about aphrodisiacs in works on the art of love. Generally, it is said that any substance which resembles the genitals can act like an aphrodisiac if it is prepared right. Herbs, plants, fruits, and other substances with certain appearance, color, shape, or smell are very effective in treating certain diseases. Such an example is the Indian mango. It looks like a kidney, and it is very effective as natural medicine in certain kidney diseases. It is important to prepare the right dose in using an aphrodisiac. A specialized branch in Indian medicine is devoted to this work. Aphrodisiacs can be divided into three main categories: animal, vegetable, and mineral. These categories, separately or best of all combined, produce a whole series of aphrodisiacs that are generally suited to the human being's condition and temperament. Animal aphrodisiacs include eggs of different birds, different kinds of milk, especially goat, fish eggs that come from strong fish like salmon, and certain parts of animal bodies like deer horns, musk pods, whale amber, and rhino horns. For these products to be efficient, they must come from wild animals, hunted during the right time, and only if they were healthy at the moment when they were hunted. Vegetable aphrodisiacs are even more numerous, and their preparation requires sometimes more care. Among them, we can count ginger, anise, ginseng root, wild asparagus, basil, mushrooms, black beans, certain onion types, carrots, figs, sweetwood, almonds, pistachio, pine buds, pineapple, sesame seeds, cinnamon, nutmeg, saffron, black pepper, raisins, nuts, honey of certain flowers, pollen taken from bees, bark from certain trees, orange seeds, omag root, as well as strong wines or combined potions of grapes, pomegranates, wildflowers, and herbs. Just like animal substances, these have to be of high quality and picked at the right moment. Mineral aphrodisiacs described in the Oriental medical works include mineral resin, shilajit, stalactites, mercury prepared very carefully, sulfur, mica, arsenic, shells, kauri shells, pearls, drinkable purified gold, silver, copper, iron, coral, emerald, sapphire, ruby, and diamonds. Preparing mineral aphrodisiacs is an extremely complex process and represents a true secret science known in India as Rasayana. Ginseng has been used for thousands of years for its properties as a deeply refreshing aphrodisiac. Lately, this has been nominated by Occidental science as having a very strong and real effect. Red ginseng root has the best results. A 40-day treatment with ginseng extract has to be followed by a 3-month pause, representing the most usual prescription that works in most cases. The exact dose is to be determined taking into account the individual strength of the root. Aphrodisiacs can be made into a strong tea by maceration of the combination of certain plants and a dry ginseng root. Equal quantities of cinnamon and green nutmeg must be mashed together. Fresh ginger root, double the quantity of the two, must be added. Afterwards, add 9 black peppercorns, 2 to 3 cloves, and a teaspoon of saffron. The whole mixture should be left to macerate for 3 days in 250 grams of alcohol, 60 proof. When the macerating process is over, you must add 25 milligrams of ginseng root. This strong aphrodisiac can be consumed as 3 teaspoons 30 minutes before every meal. Honey can be used as a sweetener and stimulant. There are a lot of efficient aphrodisiacs that can be applied directly on the genitals. They work because of their capacity to give off heat or cold. Natural sandalwood oil mixed with cinnamon or ginger powder is one of the most efficient recipes. Clove oil mixed with base oil, sunflower or olive oil, or a mixture of sunflower oil and camphor can have very refreshing results. Yet they require special attention. There are some that irritate the genitals, such as cantharis, so one must be very careful. These aphrodisiacs must not be used because they can cause a lot of problems. It is worth restating that a harmonious, natural, and healthy way of life with no meat, tobacco, alcohol, and coffee is the best aphrodisiac. It is best that you do not lean on exterior help in order to have a satisfying life. Thus, if you use aphrodisiacs on certain occasions, you will feel the difference. Wise use of aphrodisiacs should be learned from medical as well as religious texts, from experts and from the initiated ones. You shouldn't try an aphrodisiac if it is doubtful and if it can cause problems, or if it is obtained by killing an animal. It can put you in touch with impure things, says the Kama Sutra. Aphrodisiacal ointments generally have a limited effect. At best, they can increase a little the potency. If you put an aphrodisiac on something that is strong by nature, it is like somebody perfectly prepared will take 3 teaspoons of ginseng right before an exam. He will feel twice as fresh and attentive at that moment, and his presentation will be very good. On the other hand, a lover who does not practice sexual continence and whose instrument is weaker by nature will not feel stronger because of the ointments or aphrodisiacs, more than an ignorant and untalented candidate who takes huge quantities of ginseng before an exam. So Pu Tuan.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.